there was a lot of concern, at least initially, that it was going to resemble a previous natural disaster that had affected the country in 2008, namely, I think it was called Cyclone Nargis. But, you know, reports are still coming out. So my understanding, I've been reading kind of the sitreps coming out of our agency and those of others. It evolves, and I think it's going to continue to evolve. So, you know, keep watching. Just because it's dropped out of the news cycle, it doesn't mean it's necessarily over.
And how do you think the humanitarian role is different between what has happened in Myanmar versus the Ebola outbreak in Guinea, which you were working with? How do you think those two crisis situations vary from a humanitarian viewpoint?
You know, it's different because the Ebola crisis is really was an unprecedented event in terms of kind of humanitarian disasters. I think the humanitarian architecture has had a lot of experience with natural disasters, as witnessed by the example of the recent flooding in Myanmar, the earthquake in Haiti. I also think that the humanitarian community is fairly well-versed. Of course, every situation is different, but is fairly well-versed in conflict and post-conflict settings. I think Ebola will always kind of rest in the memory of those who worked on it, and will guaranteed make a very interesting case study on how do we plan on dealing with something similar that could arise in the near future. It wouldn't be the first time that there's at least been a hint or a threat of a global pandemic. And how are we going to rise and respond to such an incident?
And is there any story or any part of your time in Myanmar that really stands out to you, or a vivid moment that you will always remember?
Okay, well, Myanmar is full of vivid moments. Anybody who's spent 5 minutes there knows that. But vis-a-vis the flood, I was so taken, and I'm not the only one who said, I'm so taken with what, you know, community-based organizations are doing. And I'm not using that as a generic term. The youth of Myanmar are literally organizing themselves on every single street corner. The response has really been led by neighbors taking care of neighbors, communities taking care of communities. I've seen it. I've heard it from all of the humanitarian colleagues with whom I had a conversation. And as buzzwordy as this word is, really resilient communities. They take the initiative to take care of one another. And that was really impressive. So whilst everybody else is focusing on mobilizing their resources and doing what's necessary to also respond, these young people organizations have been doing that, are trying to extend their services, have been raising funds, have started a social media campaign, organized a concert that I actually attended where all the money was going to be used for their response to flood victims. So that was really moving, and it was extremely encouraging. And I haven't really seen anything at that scale or to that extent in any of the humanitarian emergencies that I work. So I'm optimistic about their recovery, and I'm optimistic about their progress. If that's the affected population, they're definitely a step ahead.